In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all glory and all honor and all worship and all praise to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan, and I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast any time of the day called Food for Thought on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together in a spirit of unity. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give you a chance to get your Bibles and pens and paper, and then we'll come back with a word of prayer and get right back into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and pens and paper. It is always a joy to be with you these Tuesdays and Thursdays of every month to study the Word of God together in a spirit of unity. It is such a pleasure. Thank you all so much for tuning in and being a part. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for just being you, for being who you are. We are overjoyed in you on this day. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We praise and worship you. For we will bless you, Lord, at all times. And your praise shall continually be in our mouths. We lift you up this day, Father, and we thank you for this moment and this time and this opportunity that you have given unto us and that you have ordained in this dispensation of time that we get together in this moment to come before your throne in your presence to partake of you, our bread of life, you Lord Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for the opportunity to come unto the Father through you, O God. Lord, we ask that you move by your Spirit on this broadcast, on this day. Move as only as you can on the lives and in the lives of everyone listening right now within the sound of my voice. I thank you, Father, for blessing and answering every petition of the heart according to your will. For Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. And we trust you, and we lean on you, and we rely on you, and we believe in you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are moving even now, miraculously, in all of our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for hiding us all behind the cross, so that it is all of you and none of us in whatever endeavor we do on this day. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. And we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be in fellowship with you, to feel your presence, to hear your voice, to love on you and have you love on us. And we bless you and we magnify you. And we say, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thank you, Father. We bless all, and we thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all said, amen. Today's title of the message on this day in this study session is called Faith, the Belief Factor. Faith, the Belief Factor. Now, what is faith? What is the meaning of the word faith? Well, it is a complete trust, or confidence in someone or something. A strong belief in God. A strongly held belief or theory, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And of course, we know that we are supposed to have complete trust and confidence in Almighty God, the one who wakes us up every morning, the giver of life in our lives. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11, and let's look at verses 1 through 6. This is our scripture text for today, and I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and all of you, everyone can follow in their translations as we always do together. Let us begin reading in Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, Now faith, and faith is always now. Now faith, or now the complete trust and confidence in God, is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things that we hope for. And faith, or that belief and total confidence in God, is the proof of things that we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor, born in faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. By faith, that total, complete trust and confidence in God, our belief, prompted and actuated by faith, verse 4, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and in right standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gift. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Isn't that amazing? Because of faith, in verse 5, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven, so that he did not have a glimpse of, and he was not found, because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony still on record that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. How did they do these things? Verse 6, it says, but without faith, without total trust and total confidence in God, in everything, but without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Faith, the belief factor. It says God, we must believe that he exists, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. And we must not only believe that he exists, but we also must believe that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly. What does it mean to do something earnestly and diligently? To earnestly and diligently seek him out. Let's go over to John chapter 20, and let's look at verses 24 through 31. This is, of course, after Jesus, in the chapter, he had risen from the dead. And this is talking about Thomas. Verse 24, beginning in verse 24 in John 20, it says, but Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see his hands, the marks made by the nails, and put my finger into the nail prints, and put my hand into his side, I will never believe it. 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, though they were behind closed doors, and stood among them and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach out your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless and incredulous, but stop your unbelief and believe. And Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to Thomas, Because you have seen me, Thomas, do you now believe, trust, and have faith? Blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed and adhered to and trusted and relied on me. There are also many other signs and miracles which Jesus performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in the book, in this book. But these are written and recorded in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God, and that through believing and cleaving to and trusting and relying upon him, you may have life through and in his name, through who he is. Jesus said, blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed and adhered to and trusted and relied on me. Scripture also says that according to your faith, your complete trust, and your complete confidence in God, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Where is our level of faith? We are to come to God as little children. We believe our Father, but how much do we believe him? What level do we believe him on? How much and how deep is our faith, the belief factor? And how does faith work? Let's go over to Galatians 5, verses 5 through 6. It says, For we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his will, in purpose, in action, causes us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith, activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Faith works through love. Jesus said, Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. You know, not seeing him and still believing in him is loving on him and trusting him and having complete trust and confidence in him. How do we exercise our faith? We believe God and pray for the small things first in our personal lives. We put into practice what we have learned from God's word. We believe God that he will do the small things first. And we exercise that. We thank him for the end result. This is how we exercise our faith. We sow a seed, whether it be financially, whether it be giving your time, whether it be a kind word, whether it be showing kindness and benevolence, whether it be being a volunteer, as unto the Lord. We worship and praise him while we're waiting for him to complete the work. And we expect what we are believing to come to pass. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Scripture says, seed, time, and harvest will never cease. We have to sow the seed. Then there is time before that seed of faith germinates and comes to fruition. And then we reap our harvest. We can believe God for healing in our bodies, whether we have a headache or a hangnail or, you know, believe God for these things. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and tell you what to do and put into practice and bring into remembrance the things that Jesus has told us to do. Scripture says, wait on the Lord in Psalms 27. Wait on him. And again, I say, wait on the Lord. How do we wait on the Lord when we are believing in faith for something? We wait on the Lord with joyful, exuberant expectation. Why? Because we know that he will bring it to pass in our lives. Isaiah 55:11, God says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, without producing any effect or being useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Faith, the belief factor. Faith, complete trust or confidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith, not past faith, but now faith. Your belief is always in the present. It is always in the now, every second. Well, I believed for that 10 years ago. No, you're still believing. You are continuing to believe. You are continuing to trust. You are continuing to have confidence in. You are continuing to rely upon. You are continuing to follow. You are continuing to trust in. You are continuing to rely on. You are continuing to adhere to. You are continuing to have confidence in. You are continuing to believe that the thing which God has said he will do is done already. And once we believe that it is done already, the only thing left to do is wait with joyful, exuberant expectation. in knowing that it has come to pass in the reality of it, so that we see what we have been believing for. Faith, the belief factor. You know, that is how we believe that we are saved. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior into our lives, we believe we are saved by faith through grace. It is a belief, a total trusting and confidence in Jesus the Christ, whom we have not seen with our natural eyes, but yet we love and believe on him. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this time, this opportunity that you have given unto us to study your word together, Father, in a spirit of unity. Lord, thank you for feeding us the bread of life so that we will not hunger anymore, so that we will not thirst anymore. Lord, help us to seek you out diligently and earnestly with all our heart. Father, we repent any and everything that is not like you right now. Lord, we thank you for making yourself real to us, for teaching us, for showing us your ways, for giving us your heart, for giving us your mind, for giving us your will, for giving us your emotions, your essence, your entire being. Thank you, Lord, that you live inside of us. Heavenly treasure in earthen vessels. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance and turn his face toward you and give you his peace, his essence always. And if you would like to get in touch with us, here at Harvest New Life Church or HNLC Studios, we can be reached at harvestnlc@gmail.com, harvestnlc@gmail.com, or we can be reached via telephone at 214-897-9554. The program, The Little One, will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And don't forget to tune in every second and fourth Tuesday for the All About Jesus broadcast. And I bless you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. You all have a great day. Good God day to all of you. Until we study again. Amen.